No, no, don't do that.
Support this podcast and keep us going. Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 652. Today we hear from Kane, who asks,
is there one gold standard for perfect grammar and punctuation when publishing prose, or do the imposed standards vary from publisher to publisher and editor to editor? If there is a perfect gold standard, then you'd think there would be a guide or possibly software that ensures the writer is using grammar to meet the perfect gold standard. Will we run into publishers who simply ask too much of us or want the impossible? Should every bit of grammatical advice be accepted?
Kinda and no. Okay, so in terms of the gold standard is basically Strunken Whites. It's not Strunken as in drunken, but Strunk and Whites grammar. I can't remember the actual name of the book. That's the shorthand everybody uses, so we will find it and put it in the show notes. Basically, it was written by E.B. White and the author of Charlotte's Web and a guy named Strunk. And it's the basic mid-20th century guide to English grammar that's kind of the standard for written communication all over the American-speaking world. I do say the American-speaking world rather than the English-speaking world because the English-speaking world is a little bit different. Not much, but a little bit. This is the gold standard, but being the gold standard, it is, for fiction, the standard from which you deviate, not the standard which you must hit all the time. As far as I know, no fiction house requires absolute conformity to Strunken Whites. It's just that when you get far enough off the reservation that it's confusing, that's kind of what they run home to mama for, so to speak. So, based on this and a few of your previous questions, it sounds like you're having a lot of trouble with sentence structure and grammar in your fiction. And based on other questions, I know that you work in a job where a lot of technical writing and nonfiction writing is required. So I can't guess exactly what's going on, but I can take a general stab that something about the way that you're constructing your sentences or your paragraphs when you're dealing with fiction is probably getting in the way of your voice, either because you've got the rules of writing from your professional context too deeply ingrained, so you're doing cumbersome things with sentences, because business communication and technical writing tend to be very cumbersome because they're high on specificity and or bullshit and low on efficiency, whereas fiction you want to be higher on efficiency and or sensuality and not necessarily high on technical specificity. And so you may have something going wrong in your attempt to code switch from one to another. But that's just a guess. I haven't seen any of your writing, so I don't know for sure. Really, it sounds like what you need is you need someone to read your books who reads the general kinds of stories that you write and who will be able to tell you what it is about your writing that is throwing editors off. I've never gone out of my way to publish through traditional channels. I have had offers from publishing companies for one or two of my books, and I have sold a number of short stories to anthologies, magazines, and that sort of thing. But it's not been an aggressive part of my strategy. However, I have worked as an editor, and I've worked with a lot of editors in different contexts and talked a lot of shop with them. And the unanimous verdict that I get on matters of grammar is we have to be able to follow what's going on. So if you're getting a lot of pushback on grammar, the editors are having trouble following what's going on. So there's something in the way you're constructing your information flow, either within the sentences or within a page, that is confusing to the editors. And the fact that they're telling you that it's confusing, or they're telling you there's problems with the grammar, means that the storytelling is strong enough that it's holding their attention. So that's really, really good. This sounds like it's a technical issue that you need to sort out. So that's what I got. wish I could give you more. But if you're at a point where you just want to know what the gold standard is, pick up Strunk and White's and read it through. Or take a look at Grammar Girl's podcast, and I think she's got a YouTube channel as well. We'll link to one or the other or both in the show notes as we find them. Grammar Girl she's basically working off of Strunk and White with some contemporary updates, but she's really good at being accessible in explaining the formal rules of grammar that we've all internalized by osmosis, but the stuff we've internalized by osmosis is not always complete, and translating from speech to writing is not always successful, which is one of the reasons they teach formal grammar. They used to in grammar school, which, of course, not a lot of grammar schools do anymore, ironically. So check out Strunk and White's, check out Grammar Girl, and we'll have the links to those in the show notes. Oh, and to answer your question about software, there are software pieces and platforms, including the Grammar Check in Word and in LibreOffice and Grammarly.com and whatnot, that purport to fix your grammar, but they will strip your voice completely out of your work. What you want to figure out is what's wrong with the way you're doing things, and then fix things in a way that preserves your voice rather than stripping it out, because it's going to be a tweak level thing, especially because you're meriting enough attention to get the feedback that you're getting.
Grammar software is really best for maintaining a professional sound for when you're doing business communications. I wouldn't recommend it for fiction.
Yeah, and Kitty's exactly right with that. So that's kind of where I'm sitting on that one. Oh, man, I can feel your frustration bleeding through, and I really, really sympathize. It's debugging this kind of thing is a huge pain in the ass, but it can be done, and once you figure out what it is, what rule you've got wrong, I think you'll find that it resolves itself very quickly. Good luck, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.